The truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 21st day of October. The prepper tip of the day, it's a twofer. The first part is to, in time of peace, prepare for war. I say again, in time of peace, prepare for war. The second, it's a product which I've never talked about this before. I don't sell these kits, but it looks like an excellent, high-quality, made-in-America kit to repair canvas, rubber, wood. They focus on making the toes of your work boots tough. And for brand new boots or boots that have been worn, and work boots especially, and the product line is called Tough Toe. It's Tough, T-U-F-F, Tango Uniform, Foxtrot, Foxtrot, Tough Toe. It looks like a high-quality line of products to make your shoes and boots better and will wear longer and keep in service much longer than they would otherwise. We have patient waiting in Greenwood, my friend, Ruthie Andrews. Ruthie is a psychological professional. We'll be talking about the events today and her profession, the psychological profession. Good morning, Ruthie.
Good morning, John. Happy Friday. The weather here in South Missouri is fantastic, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend.
It will, absolutely. Before we go much farther, what's your office telephone number and your website, please?
Yes, my office phone number is 417-531-5249. As well, my website is RuthieAndrews.com. I'm running a special there for the next 4 to 5 days for all of the John Moore listeners for $25 off of an individual coaching session. So check that out under personal coaching at RuthieAndrews.com. That's RuthieAndrews.com. $25 off for all of the John Moore listeners. It's up now and ready to go for you all. I want you all to receive the mental health help and care that you all very much really do deserve in these times. Yes.
Outstanding. Okay, I'm going to begin the following. When you and my friend Sam got married, you combined your two personal libraries. And I want to ask you to the nearest 100, because you probably don't have an exact count, to the nearest 100, how many books are in your combined libraries?
Oh, my goodness, John. That is a great question.
In fact, the nearest 100.
Yeah, to the nearest 100. I am going to say 800 to 900. I just cleaned out our garage and had to reorganize and restack everything. And to my best guess, that's I'm going to say that.
Okay. Now, there's one book I want you to consider adding to your library, and it's for all our listeners, too. It's a free download at my website, 918 pages. It's a reference book. Now, here's the title, Matrix 3, Volume 1, The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. Let me say it again slowly. The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. Now, one of the reasons this book is so lengthy is because instead of footnotes, they reproduce entire documentation to back up what they're saying. Instead of giving you a footnote and you have to go find another book, find a magazine article, they reproduce the entire original source material. Now, this book was published. I had an original copy back when it first came out in 1995. Now, in the decades since, everything that they talk about there, of course, has been enhanced by the dramatic development of technology. But I think, Ruthie, given your career and what you do for a living, you would be fascinated to have this in your library as a reference book. Here's what I encourage my listeners to do, is to forward the download to your local Office Depot, Office Max, that kind of office supply store. Have them print it out on three-hole punch paper, making sure that they do it in such a format that the holes are not making punched through the text, and then get either one really large three-ring binder or a couple of less smaller three-ring binders, and have yourself a great reference book that you can refer to as needed. It's not the kind of book you sit down and read cover to cover. Obviously, a person could do that. But if something comes up where you suspect one of these matters may be impacting a client, then you can pull the book off the shelf and do a quick reference to see if that issue applies to somebody you're working with, Ruthie.
That is fantastic information, John. And I actually, just to tag team off of that, I work with mind control programming survivors. And one of the things that I see quite often is electromagnetic frequency and programming manipulation with them. That is what they use. They use the spectrum in order to manipulate that to change wavelengths and do all kinds of things with the brain, with the heart, and work on controlling the person in that way. And deprogramming means that we have to touch into that scientifically on some level. So I'm sure that the information in that book would parlay right back into elements and aspects of that for sure. Absolutely. That is great.
Well, in my career this past half century, I've interacted with hundreds of lawyers. One of these lawyers had a client who was a victim of the CIA mind control program. And this lawyer was in the law firm had, I think, about 20 or 25 attorneys, pretty big law-sized law firm. But he happened to be working on a Sunday afternoon in the building by himself. Mm. Nobody else was there. When somebody broke in, and he was far enough away, he could hear what was going on. And they stole the box with the entire file of the MK Ultra documents, and got out the door before he could do anything about it.
Yes,
that's
a remarkable story, John.
Oh, yeah.
And you're correct. I have a number of clients myself who could tell you some wild stories like that. They truly are stalked, and they are harassed, and they are targeted, and there are things that truly do happen. They don't want, the government has a vested interest in making sure that their stories don't reach the public. It's very true.
Roger that. Of course, the majority of your clients have not been subject to this. And something my friend Professor McCanny, he's my Wednesday guest. Have you heard of Professor McCanny? I know you're busy. Maybe you haven't.
You know, I have not, John. So please do. Let me know.
Well,
yes.
Well, he's a personal friend. We've met face-to-face several times. We've been friends now for about, 16, 18 years. when I was helping him out with a personal matter with using my skills. Professor McKinney taught mathematics at Cornell University. He taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He's the author of about 13 books. He solved a mathematical problem that's been puzzling mathematicians for 2,000 years, how to find any prime number using a simple paper pencil method, which put at risk all computer security from the CIA, KGB, every bank on the planet, because they all use prime numbers as part of their bank security. Anyway, just as a quick synopsis, he's convinced that what's going on with the water, with sodium fluoride drawing by itself, and sodium fluoride drawing lead into the water because of the solution it creates, is a primary reason that young people in their 20s and 30s are now being triggered by things that would not affect a normal human being. That they have to have a special crying room set aside in these colleges where they can sit by themselves and hold a teddy bear because they've been triggered by something that doesn't affect a normal human being. So that's something he's looking into and something you might want to be aware of as well, Ruthie.
Absolutely, John. I truly do hear you, and I do believe that there are biochemical and other just components coming in from media. I think that there's a number of different components that cause a heightened level of sensitivity for persons. And we are seeing that culturally, where there truly are persons coming in. I see this therapeutically. Clients who are of a younger generation in their teens and 20s who display a level of sensitivity to triggers that perhaps somebody in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, my older clients for sure, aren't, they don't display. It really is I would even say that it's a radical difference. There are still some basic counseling skills that I will teach and activate into, but one of the things that I definitely do is to talk about diet and water, because you're absolutely correct, and I instruct those persons, you need to get a filter into your fridge. You need to do something with water filtration, because it's true. It's what they have done to our water supply and what's leaching into our water. It really can be heinous, truly.
Absolutely. We've got our first caller here, Ruthie. We got Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Ruthie.
Good morning.
Good morning, honey. I have a question. Okay. How would you set up boundaries with people that close or not close to you, that tend to, their lives aren't real stable. They're making different decisions, but it infiltrates into your life. And sometimes you feel obligated to, I don't know, rescue them or something, when actually that's hard on the person. So how would you set up good boundaries?
Deborah, that's a great question. We all truly do want to be that shoulder to cry on, that friend that you can call at 2 o'clock in the morning. However, when that goes on time and time again, and when you can see the person is encroaching and coming across into your boundaries, that's where we need to set up more of a stalwart fence around our person, right? That you are here to be of assistance, but you're not willing to lean in on the problem in such a way where your own personal being is now being affected in some way. If you find that you're losing sleep, if you find you're focusing and taking too much mental attention to deal with the person's concerns, that may be now where we need to set up a better boundary, right? And you can gently tell the person, hey, what I'm hearing from you is there are some concerns here that really need some professional attention. I'm happy to be your friend, but I'm not going to be able to step into that space and place where you might need to be talking to a professional. In fact, that's really what I'm hearing. I'd like to work with you on finding 3 to 4 names where we can, I'd like to offer you some referrals where you can really find somebody to work with you on this level, because that's not going to be me. And then we all need to make sure that then we're not stepping into those spaces where we're holding conversations at the level. The boundary needs to be set verbally in a gentle way, but it also needs to be established physically, where you are now not willing to go into those spaces where maybe you have before, and you gently instruct again. Remember that this is the type of conversation where I really think that a counselor could benefit you. Have you called the counselor yet? And keep keep going back to remind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yeah, because boundaries for me, because I care about people, I can get where I don't want. It's not healthy for me, basically.
I hear that, Deborah. There's an old book that I've referred to for the last going on 25 years, Boundaries by Henry Cloud and John Townsend. And I still give that one as homework for my clients from time to time. That is a standard, good, older book that's been reprinted. It's been on the bestsellers list a number of times. It's an excellent book for just learning where your yes needs to be yes and your no needs to be no and how to back up your no with action. It's a gentle, good book.
Oh, thank you. I'll look it up, and I like to read books.
John, it's excellent.
I'm a reader of books, so I'd like to, thank you so much. Well, that was my question for this morning. I hope you all have a beautiful day.
You too, okay. Deborah.
Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate the call. Our next caller is Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Ruthie, I would like to, there's a few things that I think have kind of piled on the generation, starting with, I would guess, the millennials, that have affected them physiologically, I think. One thing is their generation has been impacted by the sonograms that a lot of pediatricians do during pregnancy. And I've heard that it's not just one. And the Chinese... Ingrid Castle had a guy on that he looked at a study done by the Chinese about this, because they had this one-child policy for a long time, and they're the only one that did a long-term study. And sonograms, we have no idea how they're impacting the cells of the baby in the womb. And then there was... there's the Vaccine Act of 1986, and they just started putting all these vaccines on the schedule starting in around 1989, because they could not be held responsible for the lawsuits and stuff. And then cell phones came in the 90s, and I guess actually some of them were available before that, but mainly in the 90s. And then the GMOs came in the 90s. And all this stuff is physiologically, and somebody mentioned a fifth one, and I can't remember what that is, but anyway, I think, you know, that's a lot put on that generation, and especially while they're growing and stuff.
It is a lot. At the same time, Sherry, let me also add in that I don't believe that any one of these individual components that we see the sonogram, and you know what, I've got a couple of friends that are actually pregnant at this point in time and are opting out of having any of that 3D imaging done, you know, prior to giving birth. But yes, I think that there's some pieces there that have some legitimacy to them, surely. But at the same time, I truly also don't believe that any of these individual pieces that we see as being hounding that generation need to be permanent. That truly, with proper diet, self-care, with activation, and the body has an amazing ability to heal itself. If we give the body the nutrients and the minerals that it needs, and if we are putting our mind on things above, one of the things that I offer in my coaching and counseling sessions is healing prayer work. And I've seen remarkable changes with just easy, efficient, effective healing prayer, you know, conducted safely for somebody. Remarkable change results happen. These things don't have to be permanent. And so I want to offer some hope for all of the listeners and for you as well, Sherry, that yes, we can see that there are some detrimental, difficult things that we're dealing with generationally with our younger group and crowd, but at the same time, it doesn't have to be permanent. There's beautiful change that can happen.
I agree. Thank you, Ruthie. Bye.
Yes.
Thanks for the call, Sherry. We got a break. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Good news, my website's back up and running. That's thelibertyman.com. I say again, thelibertyman.com. And this hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, a very nice $50 discount to protect your vehicle, your spouse's vehicle, the vehicle that youngster off to college with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Ruthie Andrews, her website is ruthieandrews.com. I say again, ruthieandrews.com. The office telephone where you can make an appointment is 417-531-5249. And you're running a special for my listeners. Tell us about that, Ruthie, before we get to our next caller. You're on mute, Ruthie. Ruthie, you're on mute.
Oh, thank you, John. My apologies. I am running a $25 off special for all of the John Moore listeners at this point in time. For the next 4 days, you have the ability to really get the counseling help that you need. I want for everybody to get prepared to work on those old wounds or to just get the support that you need. My calendar runs out 115 days, so plan ahead. Go ahead and use that $25 off to really get yourself scheduled in. I want for you to, again, get the support that you need. And so that special is running at ruthieandrews.com under personal coaching. As well, if you're looking for some other information from me, check me out on YouTube at Kyrie, K-Y-R-I-E, by Ruthie Andrews. That is my YouTube account where I have a number of different teaching and instructional videos loaded. There's a whole host of information there for you all. And you can also follow me on Facebook at Ruthie Andrews.
I have my own way of dealing with things that I find emotionally upsetting. I flew 57 combat missions over Vietnam, and when I got back, it was years before I could fly a small aircraft and not get physically sick. But my resolution was just to keep doing it until I didn't get sick anymore. So
that's great.
That's what worked for me. Our next caller is Beth in North Carolina. Good morning, Beth.
Hey, John, how are you doing this morning? I hope everyone's having a good day.
Absolutely. What's in your mind?
I have ordered an energy cleaner. I've had it a couple of years. I really like it. And I was changing the batteries out. You know how you're supposed to do that around once a year.
Right.
I see, and then I couldn't remember why there was a red light versus a green light. I started looking for my owner's manual. Can't find it. Wondering if there's a way to access that online or if I can get a new one from you.
Well, that should be available under the energy cleaner section at my website. If it's not there, because I haven't looked at that for a while, just give me a call. My phone number's at my website, Beth, and we'll get you squared away.
Okay, very good. I appreciate your help and enjoy your show.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you for the call. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
I have another question. Let me somewhat... Have you ever heard of... there's two questions. One is direct. Ever heard of someone who goes by the cyber nickname Svali, S-V-L-I, who has a book on Amazon? It's about mind control, about occult mind control. She said she's an ex, came out of generational witchcraft and something called the Illuminati. She is generationally connected to a Teutonic death cult and it was active in Germany.
Yes, I'm definitely aware of her story. I've actually read her book. She's an older survivor. She is now in hiding. She doesn't do any public presentations or make any guest appearances anymore anywhere. But her book is definitely available for free online for those that are wanting to hunt that down. Yeah.
So she's still alive.
There are some people now, we're getting into kind of the, you know, into the sort of wandering off into a rabbit hole here. But yes, there are people that surmise that she is definitely still alive. There are some people online who say that they know her, but that she lives a quiet life and is sort of in hiding and doesn't get online. And that's kind of the word on the web, so to speak. But for those that want to know, her book is available for free online, and I don't know where, but you can easily track it down. It's been reprinted several times. It's up. It's loaded for free on some websites.
Oh, I think she used to live in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's an older mind control programming survivor.
Anything else, John?
Well, what sort of men were the founding fathers of the United States, and what was their true spiritual and philosophical orientation?
That's a good question, John. And I think that there's a number of people that would say that, hey, they were all just, you know, stalwart individuals. They really wanted, you know, true liberty and freedom. And I do believe that is true to some, to a certain degree. A lot of them were also Freemasons. And I think that we need to sort of take that information with a grain of salt. But did they love the Father? Were they doing the best that they absolutely could? Did they have a love for freedom? Yes, they did. They definitely did. People do the best that they can do at the time that they do it. I do believe that.
Okay. All right. What do you know of Scott Walter and his investigation into ancient America and geoarchaeological revisionist history explorations?
I am not familiar with that at all. I am not.
You don't know about America Unearthed?
We'll
no, sir. I have not read this.
We'll wrap this up after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back. So we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Everything that you are used to seeing is back. My website went down at midnight Sunday night, back up and running this morning. And I'm glad it is, because it's been a long almost 5 days. So all the things you've been used to seeing are back, including more than 200 articles and videos from world-class scientists and doctors on COVID-19, the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. And, of course, the energy cleaner, my home business. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to offer, but I do for me to you personally. Only $285 shipping included, a mattress pads that go with it. They vary in price depending on what you need. I have everything in stock. I'm picking up energy cleaners tomorrow. All the mattress pads are in stock, ready for immediate shipment. So check that out at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ruthie Andrews, her office telephone number is 417-531-5249. I say again, 417-531-5249. Her website, ruthieandrews.com. And for the next 4 days, if I got it right, a $25 discount on counseling. Is that accurate, Ruthie?
That is very accurate. Yes, you can find that on my website. It's loaded and ready to go right now under the personal coaching section on my website for all of the John Moore listeners. Absolutely.
Outstanding. Well, John, you had a question about a book that Ruthie is not aware of. Do you have one final question or comment, John, before we wrap this up and move on?
It's it's not a book yet, as far as I know. It's so far a 4-season TV series called America Unearthed, and it grew out of a special that was done by the host or the one the creator of it called the Templars, about the Holy Grail in the United States, and it started with the Kensington Runestone, and it stated that the Knights Templar, and that ancient peoples going as far back as the Phoenicians all the way to the Knights Templar came to the New World centuries or even millennia before Columbus, and that Columbus, in fact, may have been actually aware of America and his the story that he was looking for an alternate route to the Indies was really just a cover story for a plan to actually settle the New World in force.
Okay.
Any comments?
Well, that's interesting, John. We will definitely check that out, and we do thank you for your call, sir. Our next caller is Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Ruthie.
You're on speaker, John. You're on speaker.
I just took it off. I thought I did. Okay, it should be off now.
That's better. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, John, I couldn't help but chuckle when you said that your solution to getting airsick was to just keep doing it until you stopped being airsick. And there's some when you're talking about desensitization, there's more than one way to do that. Of course, right? There's the sudden, confrontational method, like you use, called that would be called implosion, and then versus a more gradual desensitization. It's kind of like the difference between diving into a freezing cold swimming pool versus wading in slowly from the steps. I was wondering what Ruthie had to say about that kind of thing, and what's working today.
That's a great question, John, or excuse me, Glenn. When I'm working therapeutically with my clients, I really work on a systematic desensitization process. If they have an extreme fear or a phobia, that really is still recommended. I'm not the big quick immersion sort of person. That can be harsh, especially when somebody has a history of previous trauma. For example, I oftentimes do this when somebody has a driving phobia. We'll work on a systematic process of being able to sort of work on backing out of the driveway, getting onto the road in front of your house, eventually working on getting onto a freeway. When that is done gently and when it's done with a lot of support, I find that people have a lot of success with the systematic desensitization process. Yes.
Right, right. It's sort of, I'm just from the movies, I can't help thinking of, when you're trying to modify behavior and stuff like that. When in the movie Full Metal Jacket, we see the drill instructor played by Armie Hurley, who's he's into changing these behaviors, and he's, really hard on the guys. I mean, that's part of the, basic training thing, is to change a lot of behaviors fast and inculcate new habits. But how he would be, but because in his case, and I'm sure Armie Hurley himself would never have fallen prey to this, but the DI in the movie is way too hard on the one recruit, and he ends up snapping at the end, of course. So, you got to be careful when you're working to change behaviors,
careful. And oftentimes we don't know what history of trauma that somebody has. And that's so individual. That can be so piercing for somebody if we're too harsh. And so it's just something to be thoughtful of. That's it. That's all. Something to be thoughtful of.
Well, there's something to be said for encouraging strength of spirit. And I think what I see with kids these days, everybody's talking about how the kids are not, taught to handle responsibility and problem solve. And if you're curling up with a teddy bear in college, you missed something along the way. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. Thanks for the call, Glenn. We got open lines. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Ruthie, what direction you want to go next, my dear?
I'd like to talk just a little bit more about trauma. It can be such an individual experience, but really 85 to 88% of persons who have been through a traumatic experience actually do crazily well and will not end up with a PTSD, a post-traumatic stress disorder response. In fact, most persons will recover just wonderfully and beautifully if given enough time. What causes a post-traumatic response is when somebody is not able to deal with the trauma in the moment where they're able to run or get to safety or to flee or to hide or to deal with the situation right in front of them. What causes a PTSD response is when somebody moves into a freeze or a fawn response, where you are stuck with a captor or you're not able to get away or your body is not able to help you to generate motion. The motion, what we call bilateral stimulation, alternating bilateral stimulation, where both hemispheres are moving in operation, coordinating and syncing in order to help you to get to safety. That's what will eventually help somebody to successfully deal with the trauma and set it back into long-term memory storage where it needs to go, to where we don't develop PTSD. It's those that freeze or lock up that will end up developing a PTSD response. And that really is a smaller number of persons. So when that happens, one of the things that we can do in dealing with post-trauma is to get the brain generated and locked up, or not locked up, but moving again, coordinating and syncing and collating in order to get that old trauma response to move. Trauma will hole up or lock up in one hemisphere of the brain. We want the other hemisphere to support the entire body, the entire person. So just being able to go for a walk, the left hemisphere of the brain supports the right side of the body and vice versa. The right hemisphere of the brain supports the left side of the body. So when you get up and moving and active, a workout, walking, being able to get into the bright sun, just marching, doing a little bit of dance in your living room to some music, that will actually help that old trauma response to move. You don't have to do a whole bunch of hoop jumping, John, in order to get an old trauma response to move and to get your body supported to where you're actually on a healing and a restoration pathway from a history of a post-trauma. It very much can be healed and restored. That really is my point. Absolutely. You can easily move your body onto a healing and a restoration pathway by just getting a little bit even more physically active.
Absolutely. Our next caller is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Ms. Andrews. I have a question on correlation versus causation. My understanding is that the book Mr. Moore mentioned about biochemical and electrical control of populations, so on and so forth, and also the EMF phenomenon, all these things are slowly developing stimuli, and they can only be studied via correlation, which has been demonstrated in lab studies. But my impression is that the past that we say, oh, correlation is not causation, we are waiting for causation, so they try to lay down the correlation part. Is my understanding correct or misplaced?
No, I would agree with you. It's definitely hard to pinpoint a true causation, right? And when we're dealing with trauma, because again, when we're dealing with mind control programming, it is trauma-based. You're inducing a trauma onto the body, whether it's EMF or whether it's some other type of programming, right? And so it's hard to pinpoint causation. Did the egg or the chicken come first, right? What kind of trauma induced this hardship to this person? Although I will tell you, interestingly, Amit, there's an old book from the late 1980s by Itzhak Bentov, B-E-N-T-O-V, called Stalking the Wild Pendulum. He was an initial CIA mind control programming survivor, and he wrote an initial book on EMF and frequency and that type of mind control programming. You might check that out because he gets a little bit more specific in the book and talks about correlation versus causation. You might find that interesting, Amit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. The only thing I wanted to say is that these modern toxins, be it EMF or chemical or vaccines or anything, are really affecting our reproductive and neurological systems, and that effect is very slow. And that's why it can only be really assessed via correlation, but authorities, if it suits them, they say, yes, correlation is okay. But if it does not suit them, they say, no, correlation is not working. We are waiting for causation. And that story never gets closed, so to speak. So thank you for your response. I understood that, that some phenomenon or some phenomena are only lending themselves well to correlation. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Thanks for the call, Amit. Well, covering some interesting topics this morning, Ruthie, as always. What would you like to talk about next, my dear?
One of the things that I would like to talk about is when we're taking personal responsibility for our own being. We had a caller earlier talk about boundaries. One of the things that I see very often that happens when we're dealing with sort of poor boundary structures is that we try to step over into taking responsibility for something that really we're not meant to take responsibility for. Oftentimes, we try to step over into thinking that we have to make somebody else or help somebody else to, quote, feel better. We're trying to take responsibility for somebody else's emotional content, for them feeling better, being happy, not being sad, when really those emotions are inherent within somebody else's person. It's their own house. It's their own temple. It's their own being. They are to be personally responsible. We are not responsible to make somebody or to get somebody or to assist them in such a way that they, quote, feel better. We're all to take individual responsibility for our own emotional content. It's not our job to fix, manage, or control other persons, places, or things. It's not our job to fix, manage, or control other people, places, or things. And that means other people's emotions. It's okay to certainly come in and to support and to offer help and to offer a lending hand. But when we're trying to make somebody be happy, that's where we have stepped over a line. I see that constantly with my client population. And once you give them some assistance in being able to say, this is not your responsibility, you don't have to make anybody else happy. That's their responsibility. It oftentimes will generate somebody into really a lot of freedom that they don't have to take responsibility, especially children taking responsibility for adults, their parents trying to make them feel better, or us taking responsibility for our own elderly parents or a friend. We don't have to do that. And that can be a helpful boundary to set up in our own lives, that you're not responsible for the emotional content of another adult. You just aren't.
All right. Well said, Ruthie. Well said. And tell us once again, you have a $25 discount for my listeners for the next 4 days. Today is Friday the 21st, so it would be that special ends this coming Tuesday, the 25th?
This coming Tuesday would be the last day for that. I really do want everybody to have a welcome and an open invitation. A lot of people are looking for a counselor, and we know that there is a burden on the mental health system in the United States right now. And a lot of people don't feel that they can trust a mental health counselor, especially if you're going on to a random website or you're just looking through insurance information, that a list of names that they send you, you're not sure who to pick. I want you to know that you can find a good strength-based Christian counselor who comes from a similar framework that is more affordable for sure. And one of the things that I do offer, John, for those of you who do have health insurance, yes, you're paying out of pocket from the beginning. But one of the things that I do offer is what we call a master invoice, where you can bill your insurance company on the back end, and I will help you with this, and you can receive reimbursement. That is definitely one of the things that I offer. So that $25 discount is running over the weekend through Tuesday. I want a welcome invitation, sort of an open policy for anybody who would like to come in and is looking to receive mental health care. You haven't been able to find a therapist because everybody's booked at this point in time. I absolutely have open slots available. Even in the next upcoming several weeks, there's open appointment times available. You are more than welcome to come to a Try Me session. I have morning slots, afternoon slots, early evening slots available. And if those don't work for you, just message me. You can also email me at curiecounseling@gmail.com. That's K-Y-R-I-E counseling at gmail.com, or give me a call, 417-531-5249, and we will find a time that works for you. By all means, there's flexibility here. I want for everybody to have access.
Well, good, good. That's certainly a worthy goal, and I applaud your having that goal for helping people. And I say, you have no shortage of clients, do you? There's plenty of people that need help.
No, there's definitely plenty of people that need help, and I see people across the board, whether it's younger adults or older. I even see married couples, so please, by all means, there's access and availability here for you all.
Well, our last break, when we get back, Ruthie will give us her summary for this week. We'll be right back.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Visiting with Ruthie Andrews. Her office telephone number is 417-531-5249. Her website's RuthieAndrews.com. I say again, RuthieAndrews.com. And Ruthie, you've got about 3 minutes here to give us your summary, my dear.
Thank you so much, John. When I'm working with clients, one of the things that comes up quite often is what they are doing or not doing. And oftentimes people get caught up in the obviously the problems, that's why they're coming into session, the things that aren't going well. One of the things, though, that one of the pieces that we've got to get aligned for the person is, what are you activating into in terms of a change process? And that's really what I want to speak into for the next moments here. We need to disalign from the things that aren't working for you. Relationships, key components, even elements in the brain, old wounds or old voices that are harping on you, that are exacerbating problems or concerns. And we need to activate up and in and with, those are key prepositions, up and in and with things or elements or components or relationships in your life that extol you, that uplift you, that give you a bump or a burst or a lift. And some of those things would be just being able to keep a daily schedule. You are getting up at the same time each day. You're going to bed at the same time each day. You're working on healthy sleep hygiene techniques. You're really aligning with helping your body to get down into a restful state, so you're getting enough sleep at night. You're drinking enough water throughout the day to support all of your bodily systems. You're including vegetables on each meal. You're making sure that you've got color on your plate. You are limiting media. You're making sure that you're not intaking too much, and you're focused on making sure that throughout your day you're pacing yourself in terms of the amount of time that you're spending on your phone or on the TV or on the computer. You are absolutely making sure that you're getting outside. We're aligning and activating into making sure that you've got sunshine soaking into your skin. And we're also making sure that we're activating on both sides of the body. I alluded to this a little bit earlier, but that idea of alternating bilateral stimulation where both sides of the body get activated. You go and get that walk. You take the bike ride. You're making sure that you take your dog for a walk. These things sound simple, but oftentimes these are the first elements to go when somebody is dealing with a mental health concern. You'll see them spending a bit more time sleeping. They lose their ADLs, their activities of daily living, meaning they perhaps aren't showering. They're not brushing their teeth. We want to make sure that we're getting those things into our schedule. So walking that schedule out, activating up and in and with, and doing things that elevate you, having a playlist on your phone with some upbeat activating music can be helpful. Those are definitely some of the key pieces that I speak to oftentimes when it comes to just basic elements of self-care. I want to make sure that those things are activated for you when we're working together, so that you are supported throughout the day in working with your mental health.
Well said. It sounds very comprehensive, and to treat the whole person, not just one part of the person.
Absolutely. Body, brain, heart, soul, being person. We need to make sure that the emotions, the brain, your mental health is aligned with what's happening with your physical and emotional health. Absolutely.
Ruthie, thank you. We'll have you back soon. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Brady, and we'll talk about Liberator rocket heaters for about 24 minutes.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's That's rbnhemppaste.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.